Hello all, Mark here. It's been a little while since I've done a little boo, so I thought, let's start again. Let's do another one. So I was on the tube yesterday, and I was practicing what's called priming. Now, priming is something that you can do when you want to remember names, and it's the first step. And it's a very simple step, and it's something you can practice pretty much anywhere. And what it does, it conditions you to be ready to remember people's names. Now, I'm sure you've all experienced this. I definitely have in the past, I know, where you meet someone and they introduce themselves, and then within 2 seconds, you've forgotten the name. And it's really because you probably haven't been paying attention. So this is a little thing you can practice, a little technique that will help condition you to automatically be ready to remember someone's name. And it'll allow you to be there so you can listen, you can hear the name, and you're much more likely to remember it. So this is what you can do. And I'll say, when you practice this technique, be sure not to stare, because people might think you're a little bit weird. So I'll tell you what I did yesterday in the tube, and you can practice this too. So what you do is you glance at people around the tube, and all you do is you look at the face and you ask yourself a question. You go, what's interesting or curious about this person? Now, this is a great question, because when you ask yourself this question, what's interesting or curious about this person, you essentially prime your brain to become much more focused, much more aware. And you can look at people around the tube, and maybe you just start with about 10 people, and you look at each person, and as you look at them, one at a time, you then try and close your eyes, or you can look away, and then you try and see their faces again in your mind, and you try and recreate them. Now, this is the first step. This is called priming. And the second thing that you can do after that is you can give them pretend names. Now, again, be careful not to, look at people or stare at people in the tube, because they might think you're a bit strange. But in your mind, you might go, oh, that person, that first person, let's call them Esma. And you'll see them in your mind, and then you might create a picture for Esma. It might be a big S, for example, the first sound in Esma. And you might imagine a big S wrapped around Esma's face. And then the next girl, you might go, okay, maybe that's Sally. And maybe then we've got Ralph next door to that. Then maybe we've got Brian. And you just make up names and you play little games. It could take maybe a couple of minutes. And it's a great little exercise to get yourself primed to remember names. So there you go. Quick little tip. Play with that. Don't stare. People will think you're strange, but it's great. Great little tip to prime yourself to remember people's names. There you go. Talk to you later.